What?
I don't know. But I'm going to find out. Come with me.
She took my hand and we crossed the street together. Then we turned left.
Can you see him?
Yes, there he is. He's turning right down the next street.
We came to the corner and turned right. The little man was about 20 yards ahead of us. He was scuttling along like a rabbit and we had to walk very fast to keep up with him. The rain was pelting down harder than ever. Now I could see it. I could see dripping from the brim of his hat and his shoulder. But we were snug and dry under our lovely big thick umbrella.
What is he up to?
What if he turns around and sees us?
I don't care if he does. He lied to us. He said he was too tired to walk any further. And he's practically running us off our feet. He's a barefaced liar. He's a crook.
You mean he's not a titled gentleman?
Be quiet.
At the next crossing, the little man turned right again, then left, then right.
I'm not giving up now.
He disappeared. Where's he gone?
He went in that door. I saw him. Into that house. Great heavens! It's a pub.
It was a pub. In big letter, right across the front, it said, The Red Lion.
You're not going in, are you, Mummy?
No. We'll watch from outside.
There was a big plate glass window along the front of the pub. And although it was a bit steamy on the inside. We could see thought it was very well in if we closed. We stood at length together outside the pub window. It was clutching my mother's hands. The big raindrops were making a loud noise on our umbrella.
There he is, over there.
The room we were looking into was full of people and cigarette smoke, and our little man was inside the middle of it all. It was now without his hat or coat, he was edging his way through the crowd towards the bar.